No worries.
Catherine Touchette, tell me the name of your group and your position with it.
So I actually just recently took on a admin role with the Fight for Tim Transit page. I've been involved with them for basically since it started, just as someone watching the page and, you know, seeing how other people feel about the transit and obviously voicing my own opinions. Yeah.
Okay. So right now, I guess you're all up in arms over the changes in South Porcupine and Porcupine.
Yes, it's for personal reasons, and also I just do care about the community. And obviously, I mean, I am seeing the effects. I go to the Timmins Transit every day. I have to see a lot of elderly people complaining, and you know, just watching the pure chaos. So,
Are you experiencing some of that chaos yourself?
yeah. So obviously, the reason I created my post yesterday was because yesterday and the previous day I was having a lot of issues basically getting to work. I had just started a new job at the college, which unfortunately I also had to resign from because of this. I didn't want to feel like I'd have to call in late for work every day and just worry about whether I can physically get on the bus or not. So.
So that's kind of the opposite of what transit was promising.
Exactly. And I think that's where a lot of my frustrations come from. Also, the fact that, yes, they did tell us ahead of time that this was something that was going to be changing, but at the same time, there wasn't really a lot of information available. And also, from what I had been understanding, there was like the 101 bus was still going to be going to the college. And now I'm still unsure because they're kind of still flip-flopping.
Okay, so your problem personally isn't with being picked up near home and being brought to a bus stop because you don't live right in South Porcupine or Porcupine, but it's still the service, and they were saying 15-minute frequencies to get you to the
Yes.
college on time.
And the biggest problem too is not only that, but just the massive amount of people that need to get on the bus during those on peak times, that that's what they're calling it. You can't expect a college that holds, I don't even know how many students, that basically every single one of them takes the bus, to all be able to fit on even two buses at 8 o'clock in the morning when basically everyone needs to be at school. Just the bus that I took a picture of yesterday, there was probably about 70 students. And then when we got told to go to the 101 bus, there was probably about another 20 of us that needed to get on. So, and that's just like a first day of college. So that's not even every day.
Yeah, I mean you've already quit your job.
Yeah. And for most people, that would seem really rash, but I also, again, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been taking transit for a long time. I hate to say, and I don't want to sound negative, but I really don't think it's going to get any better. And especially starting a job for the first time, I don't think it's a good impression to have to constantly be late to work. And with my position, I'm unable to be late.
Okay,
So
so
it just.
there's no possibility. I know during the pandemic when the buses were running on weekend schedule, a lot of people were able to adjust their work schedule to meet the new bus schedule, but you weren't able to do that at the college.
No, because unfortunately, with the position that I was put in, it's a new position, and the position requires me to be in the classroom 15 minutes before the classes start. So I need to be basically starting before I'm even, you know, actually ready to start. I need to be able to set up all the equipment, get everything done, and then, yeah, worried that I won't have enough time. Because even yesterday, by the time I actually physically got into the college, I had 10 minutes before I was supposed to start. So I didn't even have 15 minutes.
Were you teaching?
No, they added in a new position called a learning support worker, and basically it's just to help with the hybrid learning, so doing like helping with the Zoom calls and things like that.
Okay. All right. Is there anything else you want to add about the entire situation?
Honestly, what I'd like to get out there the most, and my biggest kind of qualm is just I'd like to see a few major changes, and all it really is having the buses run later at night, because at my current job I can only work till 5 p.m., which
Right.
also severely limits my ability to work full time and et cetera. So that's just a problem in its own with every bus. So it's not just the South Porcupine, that's every single bus. They need to be running later. It just doesn't work. And then also in Schumacher, where I live, the bus only runs on, so it's every hour. So oftentimes I'm missing my transfer and then I'm stuck at the transit for an hour. It's just a lot of what I would consider to be minor changes with the bus schedule. The schedule, the way it operates, I can probably send you a bit more concise points on that. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's not functional. It's not accessible to a lot of people, especially elderly people right now with this whole on-demand situation. So,
okay. Yeah. Can I ask where you're working now? Do you care to say?
Yeah, I live at, or I live, oh my God. I work at GameStop in the mall.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for this. I'll try to get a story out this afternoon, but definitely tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll send you that picture. And,
yeah, please.
I'll send you kind of more of a bullet point of what I'm trying to get at with, like, buses running later, things like that. Because I think that's not even just for me. Everyone that I've talked to and everyone on the page kind of has similar feelings about what needs to be expanded on for people to actually be able to have more accessibility to the bus. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Thanks again.
No problem. Thank you for your time.
Have a good day and good luck.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.